Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We may have the cart before the horse today, as I was unable to reach UK Turf Extension Specialist Greg Munshaw, who's doing research on using clover in home lawns to produce nitrogen fertilizer applications. UK entomologist Dan Potter is collaborating with Munshaw with the thought that success will have additional positive impacts for bees and other pollinators.
I think it will be, Mike. We did a survey of bees on visiting white clover in lawns about 18 different sites. And Kentucky published it just last year. We got about 50 species of native bees, including several threatened and endangered bumblebee species that are visiting clover in Kentucky lawns.
We've all heard about colony collapse in beehives and the general challenges pollinators face today. Potter feels average homeowners adding clover where practical would help.
I think it may be unrealistic to replace, you know, the front lawn with a mix of clover, but certainly a patch of clover in the backyard can be a very important resource, especially for native bees that tend to be doorstep foragers. And a lot of these bees are very important for pollinating vegetable gardens and things like holly trees and so on that have attractive fruit that we enjoy. Also promoting wildlife that feed on those types of fruits.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Obviously, if you often have preschoolers playing in a backyard wading pool, says UK entomologist Dan Potter, you wouldn't want to add a clover patch in that area, attracting bees for the kids to step on.
But a lot of people aren't in that situation, and they're the ones that are establishing monarch way stations and pollinator gardens and things like that. And remember that bees aren't the same as yellow jackets. Bees are very docile, going about their business of pollinating. They won't attack people unless people make a real effort to disturb their colony or their nest. So I think that for many situations, this is a compatible thing for a property or a backyard where people are trying to promote conservation.
As mentioned in opening comments, UK Turf Specialist Greg Munshaw will be studying clover utilization. We'll cover the homeowner help for pollinators angle to that work in a coming program soon. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.